This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Guess what today is? It's too hot. That's what today is. It's too hot. I was listening to a podcast called The Distraction. It's Drew McGarry and David Roth. Maybe sometimes other people also from Defector. And I like this kind of stuff for us. Just random thoughts that come up. And on this particular podcast, I think it was McGarry asked David Roth, what's the part of your body where maybe it was like your parents or your mom when you were a kid was the one that you think of her just reminding you the most often to put sunscreen? Don't forget about your blank kind of thing. And I thought about that for a few seconds before David Roth answered, and he said, top of the feet. That's good. Top of the feet. My thought was back of the ears, back of the neck, back of the ears. And there's also back of the knees, by the way. Top several answers on the board for this question. Where did your mom growing up sort of nag you the most often? Don't forget to put the sunscreen there. So good luck to Brian and the golfers out there or anywhere today in this kind of weather. Give716.org is the site for charitable donations. We'll keep you posted on the tally throughout the day and the other offers that come along hour by hour for people who make donations of certain amounts. We'll talk to Brad May today, later this hour. Brad is in town to help promote Give 716, if not for other reasons. And I know he was out at a location earlier today with Tim Connolly, two of the great Leafs. By the way, Brad May and Tim Connolly. So that'll be a part of our show throughout the day as well. Right now, why wait? Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline to talk about the Sabres schedule, which came out. Paul has written about that at WGR550.com. Paul, what's the most notable thing about it for you?
You know how they really got into those Saturday afternoon games? And they used to really load up on them, especially against Western Conference, you know, far west teams. Because if it's a 1 o'clock game in Buffalo, it's an 11 a.m. game in San Jose type of a thing. They only have a couple on Saturdays, which, you know, is, and you know, I've been reading some things that the NHL is trying to be uniformly a 7 o'clock league.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that had something to do with it. They only have two afternoon games on Saturday. So that was a little bit surprising to me. They have a home afternoon game on a Monday against the Colorado Avalanche on Columbus Day. And later that night, the Bills are in Atlanta to play the Falcons. So it'll be a hockey day around noonish and then a Bills mm-hmm. day later on. And there are a couple other Bills, the two others, I think. The Sabres are in Seattle and the Bills are in New England on December 14th. And on December 21st, the next week, the Sabres are in New Jersey and the Bills are in Cleveland. So those are really the only three conflicts, the Atlanta game and then those two.
And none of those three is one where both teams are home.
Correct. Actually, they're all on the road except Buffalo home against Colorado, that 12:35 game.
On Columbus.
The Bills are away on all three of them, and the Sabres are away on two of the three.
Did you ever go to two – were you ever lucky enough to go to two games in one day, Bills-Sabres?
So did Kent Hull. I mean, the Bills would play and the Sabres would play at 7:05, and Kent Hull was in his season tickets. He was there. So he'd bring, you know, Mitch Farad, or he'd bring guys with him. Quite often, just straight from the stadium right down to the arena, you know, to do it. As a kid,
yeah,
you know, that never happened.
As a kid,
you know, my parents did the best they could, but they really only could take me to one game, so we would decide what game to go to. So it wasn't a situation, and we'd rarely go to a Bills game. So it was just, you know, the one hockey game, and that was it.
I never did both in a day, but at least once my father and I went to Stallions, then Sabres, in the odd. So indoor soccer, maybe 2 o'clock, then dinner somewhere, and then back in for what might have been an 8 o'clock Sabres game in those days. So that was pretty special. A lot of these Sabres schedules looked the same every year, with like front-loaded home games. There's a lot of road games in December. One thing about this, Paul, before I even thought about it, like, okay, here's the schedule. It looks like the schedule looks. Starts October 9th. Ends April 15th. That's about the usual calendar. But it not only adds two more games, but there's the Olympic break, almost a three-week break. Yeah, it's going to feel like they're playing every night.
We're going to kind of lose the season. I mean, the last game is February 5th at home against Pittsburgh. The next game is until February 25th in New Jersey. So you kind of forget maybe the season's going after a while when it's going to be that long. And you mentioned the home games early. And the Sabres, I mean, this, if they want to make the playoffs, they have to take advantage. Six of their first eight are at home. They have to take advantage of that. And they have only four road games in October and two are in Boston. And the Bruins maybe might not be that good this year. So, yeah, one of the home games is against Colorado and one is against Florida. I get that. And you can lose at any point. But I really think they really have to be on it in the beginning of the season. Come out of October with a really good record and get this season off the right start if they want to, you know, break this thing of 14 years without being in the playoffs.
I have to remind myself that Boston's down. they're never down, it seems. And so, like, you're saying that, like, oh, yeah. Six out of the first eight, 10 of the first 14, mm-hmm. I believe, into the first week of November before a road trip. But it is going to be... I don't know. It's not going to be something that you're necessarily even aware of, but 84 games instead of 82, and they're packed into about the same time frame. It's not like the season's going until May because of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel like they're playing every night.
Yeah. You confused me there.
Well, I mean, they've added two games to the schedule, and you're taking almost 3 weeks out from the middle. So these games have to be packed in somewhere, you know? Like, if you look at January, you've got 2 weeks in a row where you're playing four times. It's going to feel like that.
No, yeah, definitely. It's with the Olympic year, we really kind of see bad hockey. We'll see good hockey when they come back in February. They'll be flying. Everybody will be flying. But that'll end, and then it's – everybody's going to be tired. Everybody's, you're always going to have a team 3-4 or both teams 3-4, and that's just not good hockey, you know, to be watching that.
You're talking about the advantage of playing at home early like that to try to just not get buried or even get a lead. 10 of the first 14 games. I wonder how they'll do, Paul, this offseason in trying to get the building back, you know? I mean, you don't want to have it get to, like it's been so many times, the middle of the season where it feels like they're already dead, and the building can be so dreary when that's the case. Do you think they have a good look at, or any look at, sort of getting fans to an optimistic place so that when they're playing these home games in October and early November, like you mentioned, they can feed off the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, get the crowd going. And Mike, I want to you what you confused me on. It's only 82 games this year.
Oh, they haven't gone to 84 yet?
84 next year.
Okay, sorry.
So I just wanted to correct that.
Well, I can find a couple of open dates where we can add a couple if we need to here.
Yeah, that's what got me confused.
Okay.
when we were talking, and so
okay, I thought that
it's
was
82 this year.
All right, it's still
what
true.
What you're saying is right.
Yes,
it's condensed. Because of the Olympics, they have 12 back-to-backs, which sometimes they have 12. I mean, that's not crazy, you know, back-to-backs, and you don't get too many early. You got a really good Toronto back-to-back in October, which is cool. And then you don't have another one until mid-November, you know, when they go to Utah and Colorado. So and then it takes you to December before you have another one in Calgary and Edmonton. So you don't have really too many back-to-backs. Those are the only back-to-backs this calendar year until you get into January, where it's mid-January where you have a couple. So, you know, I think that helps. That the thing is, back-to-backs, I think, are better early than they are later because you're not as injured, you're not as tired. But they tend to be a little bit lighter on the schedule in normal years, and you don't get quite as many back-to-backs to start the year. And I would think it would make more sense to do it earlier in the season than later.
I wonder if, because of this overall point with the Olympic break, it looks like maybe the league, or at least the Sabres, I'm not looking at the other teams, or at least in terms of the Sabres, there are longer stretches of homestands and road trips. As opposed to, you know, two here, two there, three here, whatever, just like breaking it up. You've got weeks where you've got, you know, all home games, all road games, not even traveling that far. I wonder if that has been a strategy here, just to try to reduce travel in a year where there's going to be, you know, that break again makes it that the games are just more condensed.
Well, they got that six game. The longest one is six games. And you start in Philadelphia, and then you have a day off, and then you play in Winnipeg, and then you have 2 days off, and you play Calgary and Edmonton back-to-back. Then you have a day off, and you're in Vancouver. Then you have 2 days off, and you're in Seattle. So it's going to be a long trip. They'll leave for Philadelphia on December 2nd. They won't get home until December 15th, and will have played six games. They also have a five-game trip in there, too. So they have a six-game trip and a five-game trip this year. And then they do have a fairly lengthy homestand also, a five-game homestand in January where they'll be, you know, around. And you might as well, in a five-game homestand in March. And as I said earlier, you talked about you got 6 of 8 to start the season at home. So, and one of the road games is against Boston. So, you know, it's you know, six games is a little bit long for a road trip for an Eastern Conference team, not for a Western Conference team. But, again, I think it's because of the Olympics.
About the fans' point, though, from earlier I asked you about. Like, mm-hmm. we've, of course, been through all the different things that have happened. Paterka's trade and the, you know, the Byram stuff. He's going to be on the roster almost definitely, signed now. What's your sense of the fan base's sort of attitude about this? I mean, 14 years is 14 years.
Yeah.
But do you think the Sabres will have a tough time building up to these early home games where they're going to feel there's going to be some pressure on and off the ice, I think, with these guys to get off to a good start so we don't have another season that feels lost early?
And when I talk about this, I'm not criticizing the fans. It's been 14 years, but it's been pretty toxic around here lately with the fans. I mean, 2 years ago, the players basically declared war on the fans. because they were booing him like every all the time. One little mistake, and you know, so they didn't think it was fair. And I don't know if some of the players are even over that yet. But you know how you fix that? Win some hockey games early, just like you said. In the October, maybe you're going to feel some pressure being at home, especially if you start losing. And they're on, and they'll get on you quick because of what's happened here in 14 years. They're not going to put up with much. So the best way to change what is happening around here is just start winning. You know, win some hockey games. You got 6 of 8 at home. Win 5 or 6 of them, you know, and get off to a good start. Give them something to cheer about. You know, instead of a power play where you never even got the puck in the zone and they're booing you, give them something to cheer about, you know, and like you did at the end of last season, you know, when you got hot. And, you know, it, of course, there was no pressure on them or whatever.
It was too late, yeah.
Right, it was too late. But, you know, at least they played better. Well, do that in October, you know, and that's how you get your fans back. That's how you get them in the arena, because they've commented as players that, you know, when they have really good games and the fans really get into it, they're like, wow, the fans were great tonight. Because it's almost like, you know, they put on a good performance and the fans appreciated it, and the fans really got it into it. And they were loud, and they were, you know, booing the referees, and they were really into the game. And but to me, that's the only thing I can tell you is just start winning, and you will get your fans back.
Do you expect to be optimistic for them? I mean, these changes this summer. Bulldog isn't here to talk about how they haven't replaced Paterka's offense, you know, but really that's a fair point. Do you expect to be optimistic?
I'm basically just neutral. I like some of the things they've done, but I still don't feel they've done enough. I think for 3 years they've been trying to get a top six forward and failed, and I think that's a failure. But, you know, I still believe that if the goaltending comes through and your goaltending is better than it was last year and you get good goaltending and get the save percentage up and make the big saves when somebody makes a mistake, you bail them out and help them out. You know, that's how you play as a team. You know, somebody makes a mistake, you're there to bail them out. A defense might bail out a forward, or there's a turnover and a goaltender bails out and keeps you in a hockey game. You know, and instead of being down 1-0 because you couldn't make a big save and there was a big turnover, it's still 0-0. All right, cool. Now let's go the other way. But that's the biggest thing. But I still think it's a failure that they haven't been able to get a top six forward. People, you know, like Kevin Adams talked about Benson or Quinn. If we're looking for somebody on the roster who could maybe make up for Paterka, yeah, one of those two guys could, but that wouldn't be the first name out of my mouth. Yuri Kulik would be the first one out of my mouth. You know, Yuri Kulik really made strides last year. This guy can put the puck in the net. He has got a great shot. He really improved his two-way game. So if you ask me, well, all right, if they don't get somebody, who on the roster could help? Yuri Kulik would be the number one name off my tongue, not Jack Quinn or Zach Benson.
The whole thing about the fans, I mean, you and I know well just what Buffalo Sabres, like that energy when they're good, it's way up there. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been so long, but when it last was that, you know, the town went crazy. And we're at a point, and I want to bring this up with Brad May, who's doing TV out covering Vegas.
Not anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's been a couple of years since he was doing that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I actually don't know what he's doing. I think he's located in Toronto now, but I don't think he's doing media.
Okay. Well,
he's picked something up for this year.
He has had experience with, you know, that scene out there, and we've watched it, and what's happened in Florida. And these markets, I mean, Vegas is obviously relatively new, but the league is different now in this way where – a player, thinking about Briere, right? He's always the first one that comes to mind for me. Just, you know, how it felt like hockey here. You could say that about Fort Lauderdale or Las Vegas or Seattle, right? Where they either didn't exist or we would look at them very differently. And it sort of pushes the Sabres down in this way. It's a tougher thing now to accomplish. This is like marketing players and that kind of thing. But to get those early wins would just be a step, like a badly needed step toward reestablishing that kind of atmosphere, because lately it's just not what you think of. I mean, it's just been so long since they've been good enough for it to matter late in the season and where you get into that sort of playoff mood. So it's tougher now. We've got new markets and just older ones that have come to life. Florida, most namely, Dallas even, where you've just got, you know, it's, I think it's pretty impressive and exciting to think about hockey in those places.
Florida was an utter embarrassment for years. They covered the seats up top. They covered them. It was such an embarrassment because nobody was up there.
Yeah.
And then they got good. Now you get people in the building. Carolina. You went to a Sabres game in Carolina. It was like a Leaf game here. It was just like it. And Carolina fans did not like Sabre fans. They did not feel the Sabre fans behaved in their building. I don't know. I wasn't in stands. I can't say to it. But, yeah, now Carolina, they have their own fans in there who are loud and, you know, excited and that type of thing. But that's not the way it used to be. They had to win first to get those fans in there. And Buffalo, which had no problem getting fans in the building getting excited, now, you know, it's near the bottom as far as average attendance and that type of thing. So winning cures everything.
And they'll have those early home games to see what they can do. All right, Paul, thanks for your time today.
No problem. Actually, you're talking about Brian Koziol. His son is a really good golfer. I was listening to him at the Porter Cup, and I'm thinking, wouldn't shock me in X amount of years if Brian's son is in the Porter Cup.
But where does Brian always have to tell his kids to put the sunscreen? Like, where do they never think to put the sunscreen? And he's got to be there to remind them. I don't know that answer.
Or maybe his son reminds Brian. Who knows?
Maybe. At least in golf, you don't have to worry about the top of the feet too badly. All right. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Paul's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul's article on the schedule is at WGR550.com. The Sabres own, or I guess NHL.com, the Sabres site, did a nice job today. It's the schedule and the graphic, but also breaking down, you know, chronologically some of the more interesting sections of the schedule. I wonder if, I don't know, it's not that big a deal, but that Olympic break, and we're not stretching the schedule out, keeping teams at home for a week, to mitigate more of the travel. I don't remember the schedules quite looking like this, where five home, five away, you know, like we talked about a little bit there. That happens two or three times during the season. All right, I mentioned that Brad May will join us on the occasion of 716 Day. Give716.org is the site. Will be fun to reconnect with Brad after this break. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back. Give716.org to donate. Over $1 million has been raised already to hundreds of charities. Well, in total, more than 550 charities participating. Look it all up. Give716.org. We expect to talk to Brad May about the event here in just a bit. John Daigle will join me at 4 from Establish the Run. He was, I'll say he sounded eager to come on and talk about some of his Bills projections for this year, and I'm looking forward to that. I don't know so much about how these projections get made. I mean, I think about point spreads a lot and some of this stuff and play a lot of fantasy football, but like I have from Bet Online, every quarterback's like big stats, passing yards, touchdown passes, interceptions, and for guys like Allen who run all the time, rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. And I wanted to be a little bit more involved than just like, here's last year, and basically we're giving you the same numbers. Go for it. Over under. Like Allen's, at this particular site, his passing yards line is 37.50.5. And last year he was at 37.31 full season. So that's almost exactly identical. I don't know what you want to do with that. Maybe nothing. So we'll talk more about that in a little while. Right now, I'm really excited to have Brad May back on the show. For me, it's been a long time since talking to Brad. Of course, no introduction needed here. Over 1,000 games in the league. One of the most famous goals in Sabres history, if not number one. Brad, Mike Schoep here. How's life?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's new with you?
Hey, that was a really nice introduction. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It was many years ago, 1993, that goal, but... Above and beyond that, my 7.5, 8 seasons I was with the Sabres were truly memorable. And I was actually in Buffalo the last couple of days and missed my friends there for sure.
Yeah, you never forget your first, right, Brad? I mean, this is the organization you started with and many great memories that the fans have too.
Yeah, you know what? It was an incredible place for me to start my career. I'm sure I've told this story many times, even on the air with the Sabres, but... I was such a lucky guy. I got selected to play in Niagara Falls for the Niagara Falls Thunder when I was a teenager, of course, and then I was drafted 25, 30 minutes down the road to the Buffalo Sabres. So I felt like I was a semi-local boy, exactly how Jerry Meehan announced it at the draft floor. I was given a really, really neat opportunity to kind of, you know, immerse myself into, obviously, Western New York, but the Niagara Peninsula, 30 minutes away, made it much easier to, you know, make the team, but also make that jump from junior hockey to the NHL.
Yeah, I get it. It wasn't such a foreign thing, right? I mean, you could go to places you knew. You grew up in Toronto anyway, or near Toronto. So I think that would be a pretty good advantage for a young player. Buffalo has long been a town where, I mean, hockey people, so many over the years, have made their homes here. And I just wonder, like, what it is for you about this area that on the occasion of Give 716 that makes it so special to so many.
Well, number one, if I could just speak of myself for a moment, I live just north of Toronto, so I'm not too far away. I'm on the highway right now, but because I left Buffalo. But yeah, if I wasn't living north of Toronto where I grew up, I could see myself living in Western New York, right in Buffalo. I mean, it feels like home. The cool part about 716 and, of course, the Day of Giving and through the organizations in Buffalo and all the 501c3 charities, there's so many that are underserved and maybe just don't get in front of, you know, the masses. What an unbelievable endeavor from Mr. and Mrs. Pegula down, from the Bills, the Sabres, the Bandits, obviously just the community itself at large. When I left this morning, I was at Key Bank in Williamsville. Mm-hmm. I looked at the total there at about $860,000, which I imagine that's going to be eclipsed and going to go well into the $1 million threshold. It just speaks volumes of the community, obviously the people in Buffalo, Western New York, and understanding that there's so many wonderful charities and giving people, philanthropic people that, you know what, they give of themselves, and to have the support of their community is amazing. Last night I was at the draft room right beside the arena, mm-hmm. and there was a couple hundred people there. It was really, really cool. Obviously saw football fans, lacrosse fans, hockey fans, and a lot of this money is desperately needed in those certain sectors. And I'll just give you one quick story, Mike, if you don't mind.
Please.
I met a woman last night who started a charity, and they give flowers and gift baskets to widowers. First thing you think about is Roswell Park and children with cancer, and you go down the path. There's so many people that need love and support. And this woman came up with this idea that on Valentine's Day, they give these baskets and flowers to widowers. And they've tied it into the school system where they have the children, write these Valentine cards. And it's amazing. Puts a smile on someone's face 5-10 years after losing their loved one, that, you know what, they know that they're supported and they're loved in their community. And I actually had a tear in my eye when I gave her a hug last night, because I was like, these are things you don't hear of unless you're actually, amongst those people, or, it's hard for these people to get their story and the word out. And this 716 Day of Giving, which is wonderful, enables and has given these people an opportunity, which is fantastic.
Very cool and very well said about the area, and the great point about not just the charities you hear about all the time, not that they're not worthy. With Brad May on the Western Hotline, this is Mike Shope. One hockey-related question I wanted to ask you from your experience. I mean, you played for so long, and you also played in like all corners of North America, and then into broadcasting here and out west also. We're at a point where, I mean, Vegas won, Florida has won 2, Seattle, Utah. I mean, there's just, we would maybe have a tendency to put down certain markets around here, thinking of how loyal this fan base is, Florida with empty buildings, or Carolina. And that's very different now. And I wonder what your perspective might be when it comes to this, because the Sabres have some challenges when it comes to recruiting players, and it just seems like the competition is obviously deeper and, better.
Yeah, So we had this conversation actually this morning, Tim Connolly and myself, and along with Marty Biron and Brian Duff, they did their show from the Key Bank, the branch that we were at. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation basically talking about obviously, you know, there's the zero state taxes. There's the different regions in the country. Of course, you got Canada. You know, you're dealing with provincial governments and state governments and all these different things. The bottom line is winning begets winning. So, you know, it's the chicken and egg theory. Is it the tax, you know, structures of these different states and cities that, you know, are obviously more advantageous for players? That's true. Climate is definitely a difference, a differentiator. But at the end of the day, hockey players want to play hockey and they want to win hockey games and they want to be part of a vaunting program that actually produces wins and certainly a lot of excitement and fun. So for Buffalo, listen, we know, the people that are listening to this show know that Western New York, certainly Buffalo Sabres, they've had a tough run. They haven't been a good team winning-wise for quite some time, and that's going to hurt them. If they can find the way to turn the corner with the talent and the players they do have, find that spirit and resolve to go win more hockey games, they won't be a problem recruiting players to come play in Buffalo. And the Buffalo Bills possibly going to another Super Bowl run, all this stuff. Buffalo's an incredible place. It definitely gets overlooked at times when you start looking at all these other factors, but the bottom line is hockey players want to play on a good hockey team, have an opportunity to win and compete. And I see that happening. I see that being such an opportunity for the Buffalo Sabres and certain these young players. Grab the bull, you know, bull by the horns and get after it. I'm obviously somewhat biased. I love my life in Buffalo, and there's no question there's competition with other markets, but the game of hockey has grown. The talent level is absolutely the best it's ever been. And somehow management and coaching, obviously in Buffalo, have to figure out a way with the players they have to go and win hockey games. If they do that, it'll take care of itself.
Right. Just as it has at other times in the Sabres history. You know, like what those two incredible seasons, 06 and 07, where did that come from? You know, like they were just out of bankruptcy and it felt somewhat like this, where like maybe they could have been moved, Brad, you know, in those years for a minute. But they did not have, you know, put to them super high expectations out of the lockout, and they killed it. So that's that. You can always be optimistic because sometimes you just don't see it coming.
Well, and the whole point there is, and I recognize why we're talking today about obviously 716 day and raising my charity and the great community of Western New York. Bottom line is you got to win hockey games. If you win hockey games, that takes care of itself. The excitement will be back in the building. That excitement will bring more fans, more money, and more eyeballs to the product. And the bottom line is they got Lindy Ruff, who's had success in Buffalo as a player and as a coach and manager, and he's there, and he's got his team, and he's got to find a way to beat. There's 31 other teams that want to beat Buffalo's ass every day that they play them. And sometimes, over the last 10, 15 years, it's probably been an easier night for some of those teams playing against the Buffalo Sabres. Some way, somehow, I don't know, go back to maybe, and this is me being a little bit biased, but go back to 1995, 96, when Ted Nolan was our coach. We were the hardest working team in hockey, or certainly branded as that. We didn't end up making the playoffs that season, the last year at the odd. But you know what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we are damn exciting. We brought a different element, which obviously is not in the game today, but we had a heart and a spirit, and in the world, I'm in a Cassock.
Yeah.
You know, backstopping our team. But, like, and that helps. But at the end of the day, you got to find a way. It's not just about skating, shooting, and beautiful hockey plays. It's about taking the will of, you know, away from your opposition. It's about making any night in the bank a difficult, difficult night to play.
Brad May with us.
And of course, the talent level, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they got to win hockey games. If they do that, I'll be a fan. I'll be driving down from Toronto all the time to
yes.
come watch.
I didn't mean to step on you there. The connection was breaking up, so I wasn't sure I still had you. By the way, I should probably not mention 06-07 without also mentioning that you were on the Cup winner that year in Anaheim. That had to be memories you won't forget.
Oh, dude, it was a dream come true. Of course, 16 years in the NHL at that point for me, and I got traded at the trade deadline from the Colorado Avalanche. And fortunately for myself, I landed in Anaheim with a great team. And through that playoff run, I had my fingers crossed that Buffalo was going to beat Ottawa in the conference final in the East. And Anaheim, which we did, we beat Detroit. I would have faced against the Buffalo Sabres, and that would have been absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, Ottawa played too well, and Buffalo found themselves in some injury trouble, and we didn't get that chance. But winning the Stanley Cup and just being part of a team that did that, everybody in Buffalo, I swear to God, if Buffalo ever gets to this point, and I hope it's sooner than later, we're all going to have an absolute time of our lives celebrating and cheering that team on, because it's the best place to be as a hockey player, and I'm certainly sure as a fan to cheer your team on at that level at that time of the year. So my fingers are crossed for the Buffalo Sabres.
One thing I remember about that season, 06-07, I remember a lot of things, but from being in here with Bulldog, the 5-06 season, the Sabres were so close. 06-07, they win the President's Trophy, but Bulldog kept saying, Anaheim is scary. Like, they were, and, you know, Tim Connolly missing almost that entire season, coming back for the playoffs. Think about how that could have been, you know, did add to their depth. But, man, I think of Bulldog when I think of those Ducks, because he was just like, I don't know. This is about, it's about the Cup, and I don't know.
The interesting part, again, listen, we had our time. Time does pass. The Anaheim Ducks, although we were emblazoned on the Stanley Cup and our team and our names, and it's wonderful. I would say the closest team to be the Florida Panthers, who have obviously won the last two Stanley Cups, were the Anaheim Ducks in 2007, a team that actually could beat you in many different fashions. They were tougher than everybody they played. They played tougher. You had a buy-in from the whole group. Your star players were tough. We had Tammy Solani who grinded it out. We had Chris Pronger and Scott Niedermeyer. At the end of the day, you need superstars, but then you also need an emerging young core. And that group was Corey Perry, Ryan Getzlaff, Chris Kunitz, who goes on to win 4 Stanley Cups.
Wow.
We had tough guys in George Parros and Sean Thornton. You know what? When I look at the Florida Panthers, the way they beat their team, you know, the teams they played, they took the will away from the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Toronto Maple Leafs, rolled over Carolina, which I didn't see coming. And then, of course, David, for the most part, Florida was a good team. And you know what? If I'm a Buffalo Sabre fan, I want to get some of that spirit in my lineup.
Yeah, that's a good comp. Dustin Penner, another one from that Ducks team you were on. Big guys. Well, thank you, Brad. It's great to talk to you again, and appreciate, on behalf of everybody involved, your efforts in helping give 716 Day come off.
Well, the coolest part about it, Mike, is you can't do it alone. You do it team and as an organization, and I swear to God, the community of Western New York is second to none, and it was beautiful to be a part of it. But it takes many of us to show up and do this stuff. And, of course, it takes all the people that are so kind and generous to donate. So I really do hope that the 716 Day is a success and has been. And really, really thrilled that I was asked to be part of it.
Very nice. Thanks, Brad. Enjoyed talking to you as always.
Take care. All the best to you guys.
Thank you. Brad May with us. Give716.org is the site, and you can pick which charities you want to support. It's now close to or more than $5.5 million since this idea was launched. I think this is year 5. So the goal was, I believe I heard 1.4 today, and they look like they're well on their way. Thanks to everybody who's been donating. I want to talk more about some of what Brad said. We'll do some football at the top of the hour as well. 803-0550 to join me. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.